from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Northwest Ohio's Paulding County, the community is cleaning up after storms caused major damage. Here's ONN's Jeff Smith in Toledo.
The Emergency Management Agency telling WTOL 11 a suspected tornado damaged 13 structures, including 9 homes, 3 barns, and a commercial structure. One of those homes, we're told, is uninhabitable at this point. The National Weather Service will follow up with the EMA office to further assess the damage.
The impact of yesterday's severe weather is also being felt in central Ohio's Coshocton County, where some homes were heavily damaged and trees toppled. At this time, there are no reports of injuries. Crews are surveying damage to determine if tornadoes touched down. People are still making repairs from severe weather that hit 11 Ohio counties on March 14th. Now, money to help make those repairs is available from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. ONN's Colin Dorsey has details.
Just like those damage assessments back in late March, representatives from FEMA are going to go door to door. That'll start this week. And those representatives will be able to give those folks affected by those storms and tornadoes the information they need to apply for this FEMA aid. How much money you qualify for, though, really depends on if your insurance covered a lot of it, if you had insurance, and how much damage you have. FEMA will also be opening up some disaster recovery centers in the affected counties for people to go in and get help applying for any disaster assistance they may need.
There's new information about the person who died after falling from the stands at Ohio Stadium on Sunday during OSU's commencement ceremony. ONN's Yolanda Harris in Columbus reports.
The Franklin County Coroner's Office has confirmed 53-year-old Larissa Brady died Sunday. The university told 10TV police do not suspect foul play or an accidental fall from the stands. She was pronounced dead at 12:25. That's 25 minutes after the ceremony began.
The investigation continues into a wrong-way crash on Sunday that killed 3 people in southwest Ohio. More from ONN's Steve Vaughn.
Just seconds before the crash on Cox Road near the Voice of America Park in Westchester, the 911 center started getting the call.
A maroon SUV that is driving the wrong direction erratically.
Full bore, I don't know, but he was really flying and hit another car head on. The car like split in half.
Police are trying to figure out why 65-year-old Gregory Meyer of Middletown was going the wrong way. He died at UC Westchester. The victims in the car, 52-year-old Patrick Pelton and Nicole Collins, were pronounced dead at the scene. Collins was a longtime science teacher at Ross Middle School.
New legislation at the Ohio State House could be a step towards solving the patient care crisis in nursing. ONN's Clay Gordon has more with Republican State Representative Haraz Gambari of Perrysburg.
State lawmakers held their first hearing on House Bill 285. The Nurse Workforce and Safe Patient Care Act would see nurse-to-patient staffing ratios implemented in hospitals. A supporter say that will help boost nurses' morale.
We know nurses in Ohio are at a breaking point. Direct care nurses are still being asked to care for far too many patients. Stressful environments and excessive workloads are leading to high turnover and exacerbating the nurse staffing crisis.
Ohio legislators appear to have reached an agreement that will put President Joe Biden on Ohio's ballot in November. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more with Ohio's Republican Speaker of the House, Jason Stevens, and House Minority Leader Allison Russo.
Here's the issue. The state's deadline to certify a candidate is before the Democratic National Convention. House leaders in both parties say a proposed bill would change the deadline and get Biden on the ballot.
I guess 4 years ago we had this issue. This year we've got it with the party in power in the White House usually goes last for the convention. So hopefully this will take care of that issue without much fanfare.
Glad to see that, you know, bipartisan effort to come to the table. I think this is common sense. Fixes an issue for both parties, an issue that we've had to fix in the past.
And Cleveland's city council is invoking a law passed in 1996 to keep the Cleveland Browns from moving out of the downtown area. ONN's Laura Queso explains.
As the Browns possibly look toward building a new stadium in Brook Park, City Council is making moves that could make that a bit more difficult. It has approved an ordinance that directs the city to enforce what's called the Art Modell Law. And that would make it so the Browns would have to stay in Cleveland proper unless the Haslams get permission to leave or give the city or a group of residents the chance to buy the team.
The Modell Law was derisively named after former Browns owner Art Modell months after he moved the team to Baltimore. Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.